AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A nearly four-day ban on drinking water in Corpus Christi, Texas, has been lifted after test results showed no contamination due to a chemical leak. But Mayor Dan McQueen has been cautious about it.
We're not out of the woods yet. I want to remind everybody that we had a third party that potentially contaminated the water, okay? And so with that, there's a possibility that there's still a plume of contaminant in our water system.
Dangerous record low temperatures caused cancellations of some holiday festivities in the Plains and Midwest over the weekend before the cold front pushed into the Ohio Valley and the Eastern Seaboard Sunday. Patrick Burke with the National Weather Service says winter-like weather has certainly arrived in the country's midsection.
Part of the cold air is over the middle of the country in the Plains and the upper Midwest and in the northern Rockies, where the actual air temperatures are well below zero. Wind chills are even colder, in some cases 30 or 40 degrees below. So this is really, really frigid Arctic air.
A Syrian war monitoring group says the first convoy to evacuate civilians and fighters from eastern Aleppo in over 48 hours has arrived safely to the Aleppo countryside. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power says the U.N. Security Council needs to agree on a resolution when they vote Monday that will help those in Aleppo escape the fighting.
We don't have weeks. People are hungry. They're starving. They're freezing. Many of them have completely left their homes and they have no more belongings. So this is something that needs to be voted.
A sad note from the entertainment world. Actress Zsa Zsa Gabor has died at age 99. This is AP Radio News. More than 1,000 people in Alaska dressed up as elves or in other elaborate costumes, while some stripped down to barely anything to take part in a polar plunge. Kat Bant is a polar plunge participant from New York.
It was cold.
To our firefighters,
so cold.
Station 4.
So cold. But it sounds fun.
The fundraiser for Special Olympics Alaska was Saturday at Goose Lake in Anchorage. The Jacksonville Jaguars have fired Gus Bradley, ending the least successful coaching tenure in NFL history. Bradley went 14-48 in 14 seasons in Jacksonville, the worst winning percentage of any NFL coach with at least 60 games of experience. Owner Shad Khan announced the decision following a 21-20 loss at Houston Sunday. The Jaguars were supposed to be considerably improved this season, but have now lost 9 in a row. Today, they blew a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.